Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday night, Tailgate.
And now back in making his fifth appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Pro Bowl punter Greg Montgomery. Let me remind you about Greg's background. He's from Morristown, New Jersey, which is about 20 miles northwest of Newark. Greg started out playing his college ball at Penn State before transferring to Michigan State. He was named an All-Big Ten player three times and an All-American twice. Remains Michigan State's all-time leader in average yards per punt and is second in average yards per punt in the season, with an amazing 47.8 yard average back in 1986. All three of his seasons at Michigan State, his average yards per punt are in their top 10 all time. Greg was named to their all time team. He was a third round draft pick in 1988 by the Houston Oilers, and he played in the NFL from 88 to 97 for the Oilers, Lions, and Ravens. And he was named Special Teams Player of the Week in week 7, 1993, and would go on to be a Pro Bowl selection that year. Over the course of his career, Greg punted the ball 524 times, including 83 in his final season with the Ravens in 97, and averaged a career 43.6 yards per kick. And we are honored that he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Greg, Chris and Bob, thanks for coming back
on the show.
Welcome
back, Greg. Hey, Chris and Bob, it's always a pleasure. I can't believe it's my fifth time. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. So, Greg, it's been a little bit since we've had you on the show. Catch us up. What's been going on lately?
Yeah, but you know what? I've just been, enjoying retirement from the league, of course. So always in the gym trying to get my body in shape and, you know, not moving as fast as I used to, but doing pretty well. Got a great attitude. And when I talk to my kids that I work with, I always let them know that their attitude and their thoughts affect their performance. So always stay positive. In addition to that, I'm working at organic skincare company here in Grand Rapids, KPS Essentials, and we're providing some great skincare for people and having a great time.
Greg, I want to go back to your time and your relationship with Coach Nick Saban, and you were together at Michigan State when Saban was the defensive coordinator there. He left sort of the same year that you did. He goes on to become the defensive backs coach with the Houston Oilers, who go on to draft you. So you're back together there. And I know you guys continue your relationship when you do some camps and stuff like that for their kickers. So talk about your relationship with Saban.
No doubt. What a great coach. Our relationship dates back to 1984 at Michigan State. We always had a good rapport. I get his defense a bunch of yardage to help them out with the punting game. And Nick and I have always been tight. I've had some highs and lows in my life during football and after football, and Nick's always been really loyal. So it's been a pleasure to work with him. Funny story, my day that I was drafted, Nick actually called me. He let me know that I was drafted, and interestingly enough, went on to play there and worked with him at LSU, at Michigan State, and at Alabama as well.
Greg, I want to get your thoughts on your alma mater, Michigan State. 7-5 overall this year, 5-4 in the Big Ten. Probably not the season you were hoping for, Michigan State fans were hoping for, but how do you feel about where the program is at?
No, D'Antonio is a great coach. He runs a tight ship. It's always good to see when they're playing well. Unfortunately, if you have a bunch of turnovers and have some sloppy penalties, you're not going to win the games you should win. I mean, I definitely think that they should have won a couple more games. But it could be a building year, and they're working on the offensive line and getting some things on special teams squared away. But it's just a matter of, you got to have discipline out there and make sure that you're not having silly penalties and not turning the ball over, of course.
Bob, questions for Greg?
It's great to talk to you again, Greg. And we talked in the past about how you were actually drafted back in 88. And as you know, Greg, we don't think as kickers and punters being drafted too much anymore, but I always thought they were incredibly valuable. But third round in 88, was that above your expectations? Tell us your thoughts at the time.
It was right around there. Believe it or not, Bill Walsh came in from the Niners, and they were thinking of taking me in the late first round. They didn't have a second round pick, and you know, so I was thinking anywhere from mid to late second round to the mid to late third round, right in that range. And number 72 came up, and that was my pick, and went on to you know, have a pretty good career and took advantage of that.
And we've also mentioned in the past, Greg, your experience of kicking in the Astrodome. Again, we always thought of it as a dark, big, cavernous place, but again, it was indoors, which helped you out, I would imagine. Tell us, did you prefer indoor or outdoor, and your memories of the Astrodome?
Well, great memories in the Astrodome, a lot of history there. Actually, when it came to punting indoors, believe it or not, there's no uplift of air. So if you hit it well, it will travel. If you don't hit it well, it's going to drop out of the sky. And, you know, when I used to punt outside, I used to concentrate a lot more and get the ball up in the air with better spin, better rotation. And, you know, most of my best games were outside, believe it or not.
Greg, as we go back to your time at Michigan State and your career there, and you guys won the Big Ten in 87, that season you beat Michigan, you beat Iowa, you beat Ohio State, you beat Indiana. All those teams were ranked in the top 20 when you played them. So had to be a magical season. What do you remember about that year?
It was awesome. Great group of guys. Heard the gentleman talking before this about having, you know, working as a single unit and having a common goal, and that was to get to the the Rose Bowl. Awesome time. I had an opportunity to play with my brother. He was a fullback on that team. He went on to be captain his senior year, a couple years later. But playing for George Perlis, it was a treat. I'll tell you that. He was a hell of a guy and had great wisdom back then. And playing with, you know, having Nick on that staff was unbelievable. He always had our defense ready. And, you know, Michigan State's a great place to play. I mean, the fans are great. I mean, I had an opportunity to play with the Lions for a year, and that was awesome down in the Motor City. Those fans always came out every week in, week out. And, it was a great time. Great learning experience, great ability to, learn about work ethic, learn about, you know, working with people. And having the ability to work as a team, and we did fulfill our dream, and we got to the Rose Bowl and won it that year. So that was really a really good deal.
And Greg, I want to get kind of both sides of the coin from you. When you think back over your entire playing career from Michigan State on up, is there a game or a season that you really enjoy looking back on as probably the happiest time that you were in the game? And is there a game that still bothers you?
Oh man, there's a couple games I think about all the time. I pretty much handed Tim Brown the Heisman Trophy when we played up at Notre Dame. I hit him a couple punts. Went bad punts, pretty good hang time, but he went down and left me in the dust a couple times. I wish I would have been a little more aggressive with that. Another game that sticks in your mind, of course, is the comeback up with the Bills in Buffalo when we were playing in. And that was at 92. I think, it was 92, in Buffalo,
right.
And they came back and beat us. And, you know, I could have had a little better game there, but, you know, when we make mistakes, I always say to all the kids when I'm coaching, man, you know, make mistakes and fail out loud. And, you know, you learn from that and you move on. I mean, everything's a learning experience. You just have to, keep a good attitude. I think I told this story last time. One of the greatest experiences I had was when we were playing up in, this might have been 92 as well. We were playing in, San Diego, and, I was standing in the end zone and blasted a 77 yard punt. And all of a sudden I heard the crowd roaring a little bit. And I looked to my buddies, Bucky Richardson and Gary Wellman on the sideline. They said, dude, tip your hat, man. They're giving you a standing O. And I got a standing O from the, opposing team's fans. So that was
wow. Yeah, I bet that was.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg,
unbelievable.
Greg, you've dealt with some challenging things in your life. You know, you've come on the show. You've talked about, you know, battling bipolar disease and depression, and you're doing a lot of work bringing attention to those issues. Talk about the work you're doing there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I do a lot of one-on-one stuff and stay in touch with many of the people in the great organizations out there. The main goal is to understand how powerful you are to shape your lives with good decisions and healthy eating, sleeping habits, and staying away from alcohol. It's one of those things that we sometimes trip up and we make mistakes, but we have to understand that, you know, we just got to keep going, dust yourself off and make sure you make the right decisions. I mean, this is something I can't tell the kids out there enough, that, you know, you guys are very powerful people and you can do anything you set your mind to. You just have to make the right decisions and live a healthy lifestyle.
Bob, one more for Greg.
Sure, Greg. And I just wanted to go back one more to talk about the off-field training. We've talked to Jeff Reed in the past, and he's always told us about his training regimen as far as leg lifts, things like that, to strengthen the thighs and everything. Greg, I'm thinking, what's the difference, if any, between the training of a punter or a kicker, and what was your off-season like?
Well, you know, we use fast twitch muscle fiber, so we need to be able to be doing high repetition and very quick reps and getting our core muscles strong so we can crack our leg like a whip. I mean, what I teach now is a set and pull technique, which is like a golf stroke. You set your wrist and snap your wrist through with golf. You set your knee and snap your knee through the hitting zone with the punting now. A lot of these guys, I'm so impressed with their ability. The legs have gotten so much stronger and everyone's got such good technique. But, it's more cardio, it's more core, you know, and it's about learning how to snap your leg violently through the hitting zone. So a matter of making sure you get a good handle on the ball and get a good drop. In the way of the leg snapping, you know, and then, you know, to dovetail into something else, it's kind of funny that I'm in the business, you know, the skincare business. We, you know, you understand that the skin is the largest organ, so you have to actually give it the proper nutrition and proper hydration. And, one of the aspects of my job is working in marketing and building affinity relationships. And it's funny. I ran into this gal Sarah Wilkins online. She's the No Excuses chick on Instagram, and it's unbelievable that she promotes this really cool nutritional advice at noexcusesnutrition.com, and we were just talking about it today. I mean, one of the main things that the kids need to understand when it comes to training is making sure that you feed your body. And it's pretty interesting that, you know, I kind of tell people that the KPS Essential Skincare is training table for the skin. So it's just kind of an interesting fun fact there.
Greg, before we let you go, expound on what you're doing with KPS Essentials, what the product is, and how people can get in touch with you and find out more information.
Well, we're a powerful food grade organic skincare company. Our formulations treat anything from, I mean, most of the people contacted for anti-aging protocols, but we definitely treat contact dermatitis, rosacea, psoriasis, cystic acne, and you can go to kpsessentials.com and get a holiday discount right now. It's really cool. I mean, Ron Webb, who's one of the owners with Natalie Bowes, Ron is a rocket scientist, and we call our formulations rocket science skincare. And Natalie Bowes was an organic farmer and oncology trained esthetician. And one of the main things we like to do is give back. We have a 501c3 called the Spirit of Compassion, and we work with another 501, Hello Gorgeous, that provides makeovers and spa services for women battling cancer. So, you know, I've learned since I've gotten older, it's all about giving back. And if you tell the truth and give people the proper product, that you know, the good things will happen to you. So we're having a good time here.
Greg, always great stuff. Always great having you as part of the show. Let our listeners know how they can follow you on social media as well.
Well, you can follow my punting blog at Zen Punter at blogspot.com. Like I said earlier, for skincare, I definitely advise people to go to kpsessentials.com. And for fitness advice and healthy recipes, beauty tips, definitely go to noexcusesnutrition.com. We're having a great time, and we're looking forward to having a great year.
Well, Greg, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. We always enjoy spending time with you, so we hope you'll come back and do it again real soon, my friend.
Happy holidays, Greg.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's good to talk to you, Chris and Bob. I look forward to getting on again.
Take care.
Take care, Greg. Happy holidays to you and your family. We'll catch up soon.
Bye-bye.
That is former Pro Bowl punter Greg Montgomery. And Bob, one of the great things about Greg is the work he's doing for depression and bipolar disorder and helping people of all ages, kids through adults, come to understand that better and get through it and be able to deal with it. Something he dealt with for the majority of his life certainly came to be a big deal for him when he was at Michigan State and then through his time in the NFL. A great guy doing great things and a tremendous leg and a great punter.
Yeah, he was a tremendous, as some of the numbers I threw out, Chris, but I think what you said just now, he would be the first to tell you that probably what he's done off the field trumps anything he did on the field, and we're going to talk more about that when we get to our spotlight here in a minute, but love talking to him. All these kickers are very, very scholarly type guys, and that's why we love having them on the show.
All right, when Bob and I come back, we'll be turning on the Thursday Night Tailgate Spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are out there doing great things in their communities. And then we'll wrap up the show, and we're going to do that on the other side of these words from our friends at the Salt Creek Golf Retreat and DP Quality Foods.